Okay, he's dead. Let's go get him. That's another one for the fire.
Grave Ravers Podcast.
If you're horny, welcome home. I'm Boy Candy Andy.
I'm P. Diddy.
And I'm Candy with an I.
Wow, there's too many candies. Speaking of candy, it sounds like I have fucking mouth cancer right now, but I actually have three different flavors of Jolly Ranchers. I may or may not have just smoked some Delta 8, and I might may or may not be experimenting with flavors. Get back with me, Jolly Rancher.
The game is for me and Tanner to guess which three candies he has in his mouth.
I'm going to tell you right now. It's cherry, watermelon, blue raspberry. Mm. And I can't taste. It just tastes like straight sugar. There's no flavor.
Cherry, grape, and blue raspberry. That was going to be my
What's your favorite flavor?
Blue raspberry all day.
Yeah.
But I like the watermelon, too.
I like grape. And I like cherry. I like all of them.
I like them all, but...
Well, honestly, hold on. Hard candy, I love lemon.
Oh.
I love lemon hard candies. Have you seen...
The Jolly Rancher has those and the peach ones.
I haven't had the peach ones.
They're fucking good.
Do you drink energy drinks ever?
No.
I'm going to say there's a Bang flavor, and it's like... It's called Sour Heads. Mm-hmm. Wait, no. That's a different one.
Lemon Head?
No. There's Sour Heads taste like Warheads. There's one that tastes just exactly like Lemon Heads.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't fuck with energy drinks. They make my jaws hurt, as weird as that is. I don't know how to explain it, but I know, like, I tried to drink a Monster one time, and I just felt my jaw just want to clench real fucking hard.
That's strange.
I was like, I am not doing this. And it also makes my tummy hurt.
So. Sometimes, like, in the morning, if I eat breakfast or eat too soon, or pretty much, like, after I brush my teeth in the morning, if I eat something... Like, maybe a half hour to an hour after that, it feels like there's fucking, like, the inside of my mouth is, like, tingling.
Oh.
I don't know fucking why, but it, like, happens almost every time I eat breakfast.
What kind of toothpaste do you use? That might be something.
What
not important.
No. Crest? Like,
Crest, yeah. I'm a Colgate boy.
It's like the Crest. Charcoal one.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's supposed to help whiten your teeth more. Dude, that's what I use.
Fucking Crystal got this one shit. Like, I don't know. I think we're Colgate, too, but she got this one stuff. It's from this brand called High Smile.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they have all these badass flavors. They got, like, I don't know. Just
bubblegum.
Bubblegum, cotton candy. No, really. They have, like, a bubblegum one.
Oh, really?
All sorts of weird flavors.
It's the worst.
And she got fucking...
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
She got fucking mint. I was like, what? She said, I don't want to brush my teeth with watermelon stuff. And I was like, why not?
Remember when we had to, like, I don't know if you guys did this at your school, but we had to, it was like every day for like 2 minutes, the nurse would come in and we all had to do fucking fluoride treatments.
Every day?
Like every fucking day when I was
every
in like
day?
First, second, and third grade. Like, bro, the nurse came in and was like, they would make us fucking do mouthwash.
It's crazy the things that they have, like, elementary school kids do nowadays.
I remember
we were in it.
They did the thing. It was like, if we had well water, they would do that because well water doesn't have fluoride.
Dude, it was a whole fucking class for me.
There's a big conspiracy that, like, fluoride's supposed to, like calcify, like, the gland in your head that all the hippie girls talk about.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty wild.
It was really weird because right when you said bubblegum flavored like toothpaste, it made me think of
that
for
that
some
shit.
Reason.
They had grape too. You remember having grape?
Yeah, they had grape too.
Low
yeah.
key, that shit was kind of good though.
The grape was all right, but the bubblegum one was fucking god awful. It was so terrible.
I have a trauma story about the dentist and teeth and all that.
Man, just stuck his finger in your butthole.
No, so I was a kid and like my mom wasn't the best parent, so I never like brushed my teeth. But I went to a dentist appointment pretty regularly. And you know how they put that stuff on your teeth to see how bad the plaque is or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the more purple it is, like, the worse the plaque is.
Yeah, it's like a UV light or whatever.
Yeah. So I did that. and my mouth lit up like a fucking ray of sunshine.
Was it like around your mouth or was it?
No, it was all over my teeth.
No, I was just
joking. Showed like, oh.
That was a cum joke.
Oh. But so like my teeth are straight purple. And the dentist goes, oh my God, I've never seen somebody's teeth this bad. And I go, wow. So she made me get up and go to other dentists and go, look how bad his teeth is. And I'm like fucking 8 years old.
Embarrassed and traumatized.
Oh my God. Yeah. So
that's shitty.
I didn't go back to the dentist till I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
If you're listening right now and you were the one.
Actually really nice now. Besides like them being like crooked, like I have a crooked ass smile, but like I don't have like plaque and shit. Like I brush my teeth every day. But when I was a kid, who the fuck brushes their teeth if they're not told to be, you know,
Yeah, for sure.
I had to. I had to when I woke up and I had to before bed.
That's nice. I wish I had that.
Like my parents would get fucking pissed if like they'd go in and fill my toothbrush and if it was dry, they'd be like, get the fuck up, go brush your teeth.
Like, they'd slam it through a wall, they're like, fucking bitch.
Yeah. Dad'd be like, you're the Kool-Aid man now. Oh brush.
Damn.
Oh. No, dude, last time I went to the dentist, see, this sucks because I kind of had some, like, I was just scared of the dentist as a kid because, you know, we're getting teeth pulled and caps and shit.
Yeah.
As an adult, like, I went, one of my teeth had cracked and, like, my nerve was exposed and it got really bad.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep for two straight days because it was just searing pain. So I went to the dentist and they were like, pulled it, no fucking problem. I was like, okay, the dentist isn't that bad.
Yeah.
So, it, like, later on, I had another tooth that cracked. I think my wisdom teeth were coming in and busting my teeth in the back, but had to get another one pulled. And I was like, I'm coming around to it. It's not that bad. They pulled it. They hit a fucking artery. It's just spouting blood out. They also clipped a nerve. So, my mouth was numb for, like, I don't know, 9 months.
Holy shit, yeah, dude.
It was bad. Everything's good now. Holy shit. I still have a little bit of residual, like, nerve twitching on my lips sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But... yeah, that sucked.
That's fucking wild.
Fuck the dentist.
As you're eating three Jolly Ranchers.
I don't care.
So how was your week, Kyle?
My week was... oh, so my coworker, she was wearing, like, this dress or something. So, like, it was, like, up above her knee. And we sit on these, like, pleather chairs or whatever.
She's a sinner.
And she was like, oh, my God, my chair's so wet. Oh, and fuck. She sweated all over the fucking chair. And it was not even that hot. Like, this, you know, this week has been like high of 50 and then low of 34. So we don't even have the heat up that high or anything in the business.
Yeah.
And we were talking, you know, we were getting kind of crazy. I was like, oh, like we need to get her a mop because she's wet all over the place and shit. And she tells us, there's no customers in the building. She goes, yeah, I have a fat coochie. And I go, what the fuck? Jesus. Dude, we're in a place that, like, that is not, like, what you should be saying.
Yeah, you can't say that at Bucky's.
Yeah, not at all. And and it's just the funniest shit. And so I've just been thinking about how fucking funny it is that this girl just nonchalant said,
well,
I got a fat coochie. Kyle, and like coochie, bro. She didn't say pussy, vagina, nothing. It was coochie.
Kyle, I gotta tell you, man.
What?
Now that, you know, you've been part of the Grave Ravers, but now that you're part of the Grave Ravers and Monster Mashers,
you got a fat coochie.
The wetness is gonna come a lot when someone sits next to you, okay?
Yeah, dude, I bet.
That's just how we are.
But it was just, that was fucking crazy. Oh, and then also, this one woman just got fired from another store. And
another Bucky's.
The reason why she got fired is because somebody was blaming her for stealing their keys. And this woman was 62 years old, been with the company for 2 years. This bitch dropped her pants and pulled up her shirt and says, I don't have your keys. And then got fired. She tried to deny it. Like, bitch, the amount of cameras are in our company place is obscene.
Did you see your old titties?
No, I told my boss, I said, it is your job to get us the footage of this because I have to see how funny this
is. One time there was I was like fucking, I think I was in middle school, maybe. There was a girl that did that shit at Subway up here in Parker. She walked in drunk because she was quitting and she stood up on the counter and fucking flashed her titties. Yeah, dude. I walked in just as she was like getting off the counter. Yeah. I didn't see anything. But my dad told me later, he's like, yeah, flash your titties there, buddy. It's fucking nuts.
That is so funny, dude. That is so funny. I remember one time my grandma told me, if nobody ever believes you about being a boy, you just show them your underwear.
What?
So, yeah, I don't know. Because, you know, you got the little pee hole. And
Why would that be a problem, though?
You know.
Kyle, you're not a boy.
I have no fucking idea.
Here's my dick.
Maybe that's some more childhood trauma or something.
I think that's more childhood trauma or something.
I had a pretty interesting day yesterday. I told Anthony I wanted to talk about this.
We'll talk about it, bitch. So,
what's up with everyone calling me a fucking bitch today? You're the third person to call me a bitch today. I'm getting fucking offended. I hate being called a bitch. You can call me anything else. Fucking bitch pisses me off.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Now I know.
So, working yesterday, get a phone call from Heather, which I'm fucking done.
I'm joking. Go ahead.
She had to let someone go from work because of some shit I'm not going to talk about.
Yeah.
But so-and-so's boyfriend or significant other or whatever started running his mouth saying he was about to go up there. And
I thought you were going to say he was going to beat off.
No, he was like threatening to beat her up over firing the girl.
Oh, okay.
So she calls me and tells me this, and I'm like, fuck, like, shit, I'm on my way. And she's like, no, like, will you just be here when I get off work? So if he's out there, like, whatever, like, you can do what you want.
Right.
I'm like, fuck yeah, like, shit, I'm pumped. I'm hyping it. I'm like calling Anthony. I'm like, dude, I'm going to beat this motherfucker's ass, dude.
There we go.
And me and Hopkins were like, but you won't kiss him on the mouth. Yeah. We're just fucking with him the whole time.
Yeah, they're fucking with me the whole time, and I'm like, I just sent a thumbs up. I'm like, I don't think you know how serious I'm fucking taking this shit. Like,
then we both thumbs up.
Yeah. No, it was funny, but like, I was so fucking pissed, dude. Like, yeah.
I bet you were, dude.
I felt like I had to tell you that, and I wanted to say it on pod, but like, dude, I was fucking fuming.
Yeah, short stories, dude.
I drove into a fucking tornado. What do you think I'm gonna do to this fucking dude?
Yeah, dude. You're gonna kiss him on the lips.
No, I'm gonna kiss him on the mouth and fucking put a finger in his ass.
You probably hang out with him and, you know, cook him some corn on the grill.
No, it's just funny because he's like a complete piece of shit. Like, you can just tell by looking at him.
He's definitely not horny.
I'm sorry,
at all.
This is a serious topic.
No, but like, I mean, I don't want to sound crazy, but I fucking drove till I found his fucking house and drove past his house twice. Like, I was ready to fucking go, dude.
He was on it. I believe it.
We watch enough scary movies. Tanner knows what to do.
Yeah.
No, that just fucking really sent me over the edge. Like, the fact that a guy's going to, like, threaten a fucking female and say shit like that.
What a pussy. What a bitch.
Like, say that shit to me, because I'm going to get in your face back. Tell me that. Say that to me right now.
Say that to Tyler.
Yeah.
He'll fucking kiss you on
the mouth. This is my third beer.
I think this might have been my least memorable week of my entire fucking life. And I'm not joking. I did work stuff. We remodeled in this house, and it's been painting. So I did the same thing all fucking week, and the same steps all fucking week. I came home. All I remember is I played a board game once, and I bought some magic cards. And I think that's literally it. I think I just sat there and just rotted away.
For all our listeners out there, if you guys don't understand how deep Anthony has gotten back into magic, it is cracking me up.
Dude, I fucking am a magic god.
Sheesh. It is killing me.
I got really high ranked, man, and then I just stopped.
Yeah.
I was just
trying to play pre-con deck.
Yeah, fun. Me too. I got three now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought you already had three.
Wait, no, I bought a vampire one. Because I had two that were kind of messed with a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And my zombie one, that's the one I'm really messing with. That's going to be the one that's going to be like my Tinker deck.
Yeah, Tinker Taylor. Spy.
But anyways.
What do you watch, dude?
Something I've never seen before, surprisingly.
It just blows my mind.
The Thing. Now, I've seen clips of it, but I didn't see like clips of the good shit.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, what in the fuck? I did not expect things to be as fucking
so
chaotic.
Awesome.
Well, no, I mean, they were just like some of the most disturbing things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did not expect that.
Awesome.
When I seen some of the parts, I had seen clips of it before, like on TikTok or Facebook Reels or whatever, but I was like, I didn't obviously get what I got from watching it. And I was like, fuck, dude, like, goddamn.
Yeah. No, I think the number one thing everybody's seen is like when the stomach opens up and the guy's hands go in.
Yep.
And then
the two-faced burning one.
Yeah.
I've seen that quite a few.
But the shit with the dog, and then it turns into the bigger monster. And,
yeah.
Oh, that shit was crazy. This movie is good.
Which, I mean, we'll obviously talk about it more, but like, it explains what was going on in the beginning of the movie the whole time. Cause you're like, what the fuck? And then like, you just start figuring out more shit. You're like, oh, like It's your first haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was watching it, and then my wife kept distracting me with nudity. So, yeah, I, you know, did some stuff in between, but I restarted it, and I'm just now, I'm looking at my notes, and I'm like, why don't I not have any notes? I was like, oh, said, yeah, that's why.
I'll show you the thing.
Yeah, I did.
She was clipping his toenails.
But, no, I was, getting sexually, assaulted. This is an adult podcast, okay? But it was consensual. Anyways, one cool thing is the original one, I don't know who wrote the original one, but this was directed by John Carpenter. John Carpenter.
And if you don't know that by this time, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it says it at the fucking beginning, but they were playing the original thing in Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny how that came full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the thing was John Carpenter's next movie, right? After Halloween?
Think so.
I could be wrong about that.
Well, I don't know. I wonder if it was already planned, though, or if he was just like a huge fan of it.
I don't know. I feel like John Carpenter. So here's my problem with John Carpenter. I like John Carpenter's movies. John Carpenter as a person sucks.
He's dead now.
No, he's not.
I thought he died.
No, he is still alive and kicking, dude.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, I lied. No, it went Halloween and The Fog. The Fog came out.
I haven't seen that either.
It is boring.
It sounds like it.
But no, like if you listen to John Carpenter talk, all he ever talks about is, yeah, I didn't really want to do this, but I ended up doing it. And like, and that's like his whole thing. And like, dude, you like made some of the best movies and you just couldn't give a shit less.
He's like, I didn't really want to crank my hog, but I cranked it.
Dude, 100%. You think I'm joking?
No, I believe
you. That's
you.
What he did, man.
If
it's
anyone
so crazy.
Would fucking know, it'd be you.
Okay, so between Halloween and The Thing, he did the TV movie Elvis. He did another TV movie called Somebody's Watching Me. Then he did The Fog and then Escape from New York and then The Thing. So after he did Escape from New York, he did The Thing, which is crazy because Escape from New York is not the best, in my opinion.
Never
I expected it to be cooler. Well, it's what Metal Gear Solid got the name for Solid Snake from because Hideo Kojima is like a huge fan of that movie for whatever reason. But then The Thing came out and like that to me is John Carpenter's best film. Like, don't give a fuck about any of his other movies, but The Thing is fucking awesome.
I love Halloween, too.
Well, I love, like, Big Trouble in Little China. I love The Thing.
I love Big Trouble in Big Vagina.
Oh, yeah.
The cast for this movie kind of surprised me because, like, I've seen quite a few of them in, like, a lot of movies. And then other ones, I was like, I've never seen these guys, never heard of them. I know it's an older movie, too.
There's one
like,
person in there that I don't think you guys realize who it is, which is awesome.
It's Oprah. She's a black girl.
Oh, yeah.
You know that? No, I'm fucking with you. It's not.
You know the old guy that got, like, banished to the shed because they didn't trust him. He was like the scientist or whatever. Yeah. That's the diabetes guy.
Really?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yes, it is, dude. That is the diabetes guy. Isn't that the funniest
I'm not
fucking
gonna lie.
Shit?
That is fucking hilarious.
It's getting an extra point just for that.
Yeah.
And then do you guys realize who the black guy was? Keith David?
Yeah.
The voice of Goliath and Gargoyles. Also the voice of Dr. Facilier and Princess and the Frog and shit.
Nope, never seen either.
Are you
one
talking
of those.
About the guy that was roller skating? Or are you talking about like the guy that lived through it all?
Rollers. Oh no. The guy that lived through all.
Yeah, he was in Keith one David. Of the Predator movies too.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was
he's a fucking great actor. Yeah, he doesn't Keith play David's in awesome. A lot of shit, but like when he does, like he shows up.
Hell y'all keep putting your empty drawers out here.
But then of course you got Kurt Russell, so
he's pretty horny.
Yeah. Well,
you're feeling it.
He's one of my favorite actors based off my favorite movie of all time, which is Tombstone from 93.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's like my favorite movie ever. Like
that is so crazy.
You guys want to like let's go.
Cool. Like I don't know. I've never watched it actually.
It's really good. It's on a bunch of streaming services right now. Yeah. But like it's just an old Western.
Let's stop reviewing like horror movies and like just do like Westerns.
Okay.
Fuck.
Like, that. Just do Westerns.
No, hell
like,
no.
Just do Westerns.
I don't. Listen, this is the thing. I've only watched maybe three Western movies. One is Lust in the Dust. The other one is Django Unchained. And then the other one is the original Django.
Django's fucking amazing.
The only one I've seen is. Have you guys seen the Fallout series yet?
Not yet.
Idiots.
I'm going to watch it soon.
Fuck, that's the first I've heard you talk about it. If you would have
so
told me,
good, dude.
Like.
I finally just watched Saltburn. So never heard of that.
Never seen
pretty
it.
Good. It's just okay.
Yeah, dude, Fallout. It is.
I've heard it's.
I heard wonderful. It was really good. I heard it got renewed for a second season, like 2 weeks after it fucking quit or like ended.
You guys have seen the Last of Us series, right?
I watched like two episodes.
So it's like it's that caliber of good, but it's good. Like, you know, it's Fallout. It's
right.
A little lighthearted. It's kind of serious too, but
it's own thing, right? Like it's not based off of 3 or New Vegas. No, it
takes place in the same world. It kind of hints around to certain things. Apparently the timeline is a little different.
Okay.
Because I don't know. But I need it's to go back
and watch The Last of Us. Me and Heather watched like 2 episodes.
It's so good,
and
dude.
I fucking fell asleep during the first one. Like, I never fall asleep and take naps, but I passed the fuck out.
It's really good. Super serious.
It was on like a rainy day or something. I remember that.
Perfect time to watch it, honestly.
Yeah.
I'll get home.
No, I watched the first episode of Last of Us because I was like, oh, I want to see how like true it was to the game. And like, holy fuck. It was so true to the game. Yeah. It was so crazy.
It's really good. It's super fucking good.
We digressed real hard.
Yeah. No, I was going to say because there's a scene in this is not ruining anything.
That's fine.
There's a scene in Fallout where it's like one of the guys is like, he used to be a cowboy actor. Mm-hmm. I was going to say that's the closest I've ever seen to a Western. But
I think you guys, honestly, we'll go back to it after this. But like Tombstone is like, it's really gory.
Yeah.
And it has like a great cast, but like, I just think how they played everyone portrayed their character and everything was just fucking great. And I it came out the year before I was born. Like, I've watched this movie my entire life. Probably seen it over 100 times, not even kidding. And it never gets old.
That's really
have
wild.
You, have you seen the movie called Bone Tomahawk?
Not yet. Have you heard of it? I own it, yes.
That's really good. You would like that. It's a horror western.
Okay.
Yeah. When the OG Grave River podcast was on back in the day, one of our fans had suggested that to us.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, it was really, really good.
Yeah, no, I've only heard great things. That director also did Brawl in Cell Block 99, and he also did Dragged Across Concrete.
Sounds like a fucking really good kid show.
Yeah. You know what drives me nuts is like the guy that
Cowboy Butts?
The guy that did Bone Tomahawk, that was his first fucking movie.
It's really good.
Like how?
It's very high quality, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never even heard of it. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we never heard of him either, dude.
Are you fucking with me?
No, I'm dead serious.
Yeah, it's really good.
He plays a really good Western character, I'm just going to say.
There's a whistle in there that they blow, and it's fucking terrifying.
Like, I know, like, I guess maybe the twist or the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched it yet.
I highly suggest it.
He's in The Hateful Eight, too.
Yeah.
He's in The Hateful Taint, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, this movie's got, like, a good, like, atmosphere to it. It's very...
Yeah, the atmosphere... Is so
it's very isolated, and that's what I like about the snowy kind of movies. I mean, they're fucked; they can't go anywhere.
Right?
No, but like I think the way they did it was really fucking good. Like, just based off the isolation thing, and like even flying to the next closest place was like an hour there and an hour back. Like that, I think it was well thought out and really well put on paper, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The pacing also too was really good. I'm a big stickler on pacing, and I thought it was paced pretty well.
And John Carpenter struggles with pacing.
Yeah, it was weird because it was like a lot of big stuff happened really quick.
Yeah.
But they also chilled back down.
Yeah.
And it was like,
but then like you had all the suspense too.
Yeah.
That was the thing. Like, it did calm down, but at the same time, like your anxiety is kind of high because you're like, oh fuck, like who. Is anybody the thing? Like, is he going to react? Is he going to react? Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like that fucking episode of Twilight Zone. You probably know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
You ever watch Twilight Zone?
Nope.
You never seen the Twilight Zone?
No, nope. I own it. Oh, my God. I haven't watched
it. Dude, those are so... We keep getting going off rails.
It's okay.
But those are so far ahead of their time. Like, even today, now the messages in those are just... It's insane, dude.
Right.
But there's an episode where, like, there's these aliens come down. Or the people think there's aliens coming down. It's in, like, this old neighborhood, and they're, like, accusing each other of being, like, aliens, and it's really cool. But it's kind of like that. It's kind of like a blame game, but...
Yeah.
With flamethrowers.
Yeah. Dude, could you imagine how cool it would be to have a fucking flamethrower on set and how scary it would be?
Yeah.
That'd be badass, dude. I'd be roasting hot dogs and shit.
I'd be cooking baked beans.
No, but like I was saying earlier, like, I didn't expect... Because I've seen the pictures and the clips everybody else has seen. You know, but I didn't expect some of the fucked up, like demonic looking, like just I didn't think it was going to be at that level. Yeah. You know, especially at the back then, you know?
Right.
Dude, it was crazy. Like I'm going to piss you off, but I literally have this in my notes. The CGI was insane.
What CGI?
Exactly.
There is none.
I said I was going to piss you off with this. It was in my notes. It literally says, piss Kyle off, CGI. Because obviously there was no fucking CGI.
Yeah. That is a movie.
That dude was running through on fire was fucking so badass. And I was like, you can tell it's not fucking fake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is like, I don't know, the quality. We just watched Alien not too long ago, and it's like that level. I mean, this is better, in my opinion, dude. I mean, like...
Than Alien?
Yeah, it might be a hot take. Alien's like...
I don't think you compare the two, but go ahead.
I don't know, man. Like, I know,
one's
like...
in space.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the caliber of, like, the...
I don't know, man. You got Ash that you don't realize is a robot for the whole fucking movie, and then when that hits, you're like, oh, shit, and then, like... The alien's still on board.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I'm not talking about like the movie itself. I'm talking about like the makeup and like, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Yes, to an extent.
Yeah,
because you got to think though, like it's not hard to build like the place that they were staying in, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because the makeup in the thing is perfect. 100%.
Yeah.
It's probably the best makeup in what I think is the horror genre.
Mm-hmm.
I consider Alien a horror movie, but I can't compare the two. I think they're on two different levels.
No, I could see that because it's like, I mean, Alien's more of like, what's the dude's name?
Ridley Scott?
No, dude that did that it was kind of...
Oh, are you talking about...
Hoggy
Porter, something Geiger.
Yes, H.R. Geiger.
Yeah, like that was like you know that style of stuff. But like to me personally, this is the design of this is just more fucking crazy, dude. Like it's nonsensical, but
body
it's great.
Horror.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. This is body horror. Like I would compare this to Videodrome with body horror.
Yeah, I just think it's perfect, and it looks like it came from fucking.
That's a really good comparison too, because Videodrome had some crazy fucking shit.
Right. This is like I watched The Thing after I watched Videodrome.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this
is body horror. Were they the same year or like really like
close? No, Videodrome's like 87, I think. And then The Thing is 82, dude. Like,
yeah.
To understand that The Thing came out in 82 with all that amazing.
Yeah.
Just like that special effects was perfect.
I didn't expect it to look like as like, I guess, satanic. I mean, that's like, it's that's what I expect to see in hell. Is like shit like that, you know?
Yeah. It's interesting bringing up satanic. I don't get that.
No, I mean, it's not like, doesn't give me any kind of like, I guess that's the wrong thing. I just think that's the kind of fucked up shit you'd see in hell.
Right, right.
So while we're on this subject, I just want to talk about the budget real quick.
Yeah.
$2.
No, so Universal initially set a budget of $10 million with $200,000 for the creature effects,
mm-hmm.
which from what I'm reading right now says, which at the time was more than the studio had ever like put out for a monster movie or anything like that. So like they kind of rolled the dice on it and it literally ended up like being one of the best things like ever.
Well, I think the biggest thing about John Carpenter at the time and horror movies in general, the 80s was this golden age because there's so many companies that was willing to give money and just make movies.
Mm-hmm.
So like you had like Canon Films where they were just giving people money and didn't care about a return.
Yeah.
So they were giving people millions of dollars to make whatever they fucking wanted. And then half of them flopped. But then you have like John Carpenter, which had a huge box office with Halloween, huge box office with The Fog, good box office for Escape from New York. So, of course, they're like, John Carpenter's probably like, hey, like, I'm going to need this much money to make this happen. And they're like, fuck yeah, just make it happen.
So, it also says, like, due to, like, the conditions on where they were filming the whole time, they had this movie completely filmed and wrapped up in 98 days.
Damn.
That's crazy, dude.
98 fucking days.
Let alone how much.
With a $10 million budget. That's fucking insane.
I was like, fuck those guys. I shot a movie in one day. Fucking posters.
Like, when I found those notes on that, I was like, I've been sitting here this whole time, like, antsy just to get it out. But, like, where we were at in the conversation on it, I was like, this is the perfect time to bring this up because the shit they did in that movie was fucking insane, especially for the year.
Right.
Like some of the CGI shit nowadays doesn't even look that good. And no, they did that with like plastic or whatever, like prosthetics. Like, I don't know how that shit works, but like, it's fucking crazy, dude.
Well, after you watch this and then watch the prequel that was made in 2011.
Yeah.
You got this movie's fucking garbage because it's all CGI.
Yeah.
And they tried to like.
I thought I remember you saying that last time.
Oh, it's so bad. It's
so bad. Or crazy.
I do want to watch the original though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one from like 1950 or whatever.
1955.
Yeah, yeah. I really want to see that.
It's on TV too. It's almost a totally actually
different thing though.
Those are like, I don't know. I love old like, you know, kind of like just theater only type. Not that, that was, but like, you know what I'm saying? Those old school like 50s movies where they would just like, it's like a flash in the pan. They'd show it for, you know, just a little while. It's kind of cool to uncover those.
Would the one from 55 be classified as like a universal like type thing, or is it completely different?
It's not even like a Hammer horror either. It's just its own thing.
Yeah, the Universal Monster movies are called that because they're made by Universal.
Right. Well, I don't know. It was just a curiosity question.
We need to get into the Hammer horror movies too, dude.
Oh, yeah. I've never watched any. I own some. Oh, I've never watched them.
They're good.
You got Christopher Lee, Peter Cushing, all that good shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, those are really good.
Vincent Price.
They're just a little bit more gory. Mm-hmm. And they usually got titties in them. Which is cool.
So, you talked about the dogs, like that one dog going in the cage.
Yep.
And at the beginning of the movie, like I noticed them dudes were like hunting that dog down. Like they didn't care what human was in their way. Like they were
trying to kill it because it had the virus.
Exactly.
It had the alien in it.
Right. And like, obviously they had no clue what was going on. So they did what they did. But like, when they were doing the blood testing thing and sticking the hot needle in it.
Yeah.
The guy with the vest, I did not expect that. I thought it was going to be like the sheriff acting dude, like with the big crazy white eyebrows or whatever. I was like, it's definitely going to be him. And then when that happened, I was like, God fucking damn it. I was like, it kind of like threw me for a loop for a second. Like, I mean, obviously wasn't like a plot twist or nothing, but like, it was so it was just so crazy to me. And then when I seen the vest the whole time, even at the beginning of the movie, I was like, Kyle, it's fucking Kyle. Because you have yours with like all the patches on it.
Oh, yep.
Not an insult.
I see what you're saying.
Dude, I think the most fucked up one, though, was the head.
Falling off the body.
And it grew fucking spider legs.
Yeah.
Dude, that was fucked up.
Like, dude, that was awesome. So
that got me
cool.
A little bit. I was like, God damn, dude.
Dude, that was so fucking cool.
He's just skidding around. The dude's like, oh, yeah, pulls a flamethrower out.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
The noises it made was awesome.
Yeah, dude, fucking nuts. I did not expect this movie to be like this.
Dude, that's just why I was so surprised that you never watched it, dude. Like, this is a masterpiece movie.
Dude.
Especially with Kurt Russell in it. Like, I was like, man, this could be one of two ways. Like, it could be really great or really bad. But, like, watching it, I was like, fuck, dude, it's so fucking good.
It's so good.
It is, dude. You guys ready to rate this bitch?
Well, I got one question, though, before we rate it.
I have another thing to say, too.
Well, you go ahead, because mine's like more of an ender question. So just do it.
Okay.
Nike, just do it.
No, I'm good.
Just say it, dude.
Okay, so the it's back to the dog, so I'm back at the beginning of it. So when all them tentacles and all that shit literally started coming out of its body and the dude that ran in to, like, the dog keeper or whatever, I can't remember his name, but, like, I literally thought he was one of the first infected ones and the doctor that got locked in the shed.
Yeah.
Because, like, after they had interacted with that shit or whatever was near it, like their, I don't know if you guys noticed it, but like their skin was more pale and their under their eyes were real red and they were super sweaty.
Yeah.
Which the guy in the shed ended up being like the alpha, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. But I definitely thought the dog guy was one of them.
He was just jacking off. That's why he's real sweaty like that.
I don't know. It just, like, to me was showing signs like they maybe had something because their skin tone looked different. Like, it, like, got lightened up. Under their eyes were, red. They looked sick almost.
They probably did that just to fuck with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To make you think that. But, they're just stressed, I guess.
I thought about it, too. I thought about it like that, too. But I was also like, man, like, they just, like, played so many different things.
Yeah.
Like, so many cards, and it just all played out so good. Like, it was really... It really was a fucking masterpiece.
Something that's really cool about this movie is back in 2012, Days of the Dead did a Thing reunion without Kurt Russell, obviously. Yeah. And so they had like essentially everyone. Mm-hmm. And but they also had a museum-esque thing of all of like the original props.
Oh shit.
So they had like the two-headed thing, and they had like just a whole bunch of cool, like they had like Kurt Russell's uniform and all that stuff. And that was one of the coolest things ever.
What was it, like McCready or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get like an action figure of that head. I'm sure they make it.
They have like an action figure of the monster and shit.
I just want the head with the spider legs. That's
I think it's one of the new.
Just get a 3D printer and fucking make one.
New what?
One of the McCready figures. It's small though.
Yeah.
It's like a little
accessory. Still really cool.
Yeah, I want a big one. I'm about to get the 3D printer. But yeah,
that's what I'd do.
But before we rate it, the question is, was Keith David or Kurt Russell infected?
That
I thought Kurt Russell was.
Why?
He's the only one that didn't test himself, and no one even questioned it because he was testing everyone. Obviously, he was like holding dynamite and a flamethrower and a pistol and all that, but like
his skin tone. Himself.
I didn't see it.
I'm pretty sure he tested. I think he was the first one to test himself.
I don't think he did. But also, I'm thinking that because his face was getting real pale and real red mm-hmm. under the eyes, too. So that was like my theory on the dog guy, the guy that was in the shed, like all that. Yeah. So I thought he was one of them because he said also like, well, you just want to drink this and wait it out for a few and then mm-hmm. figure it out after. I was thinking that like obviously old boy was going to die and he was just going to freeze and then.
Right.
Like here's another theory though. What if they're both?
Right.
And they were just like, "Hey bro, let's just freeze so we can spread."
Yeah.
I think that's probably
that's
what it is.
You know, I didn't really think about it, but thinking about it now, that does kind of make sense cuz they were just kind of like, "Fuck it, let's just go."
Mhm.
Yeah, but Keith David was missing a lot.
He was missing a lot. And
so, and then he just randomly pop up in random spots.
Yeah. No, you know, that's crazy.
Think about it, though, because if one of them wasn't infected and they're both going to die, why don't you just say, well, I'm not going to risk it. I'm going to shoot you in the fucking head right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you have to burn it. You have to burn the body. I think when they shot it, it didn't, like, affect it or anything.
They had to burn it.
They had to burn it.
Didn't he have the flamethrower with him, though, at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they actually did. They both did, didn't they? They both had one on their backs, I thought.
I think you're right.
Well, it's safe to say either they were both or they were neither one. No, they would have to both be the thing because, like, if not, one of them was and one of them wasn't, and then they would have killed the other person.
But how would they have? They didn't neither know. Of them
were well, the they were going to die, dude. They were going to freeze to death.
Yeah. And they both said, fuck it.
Yeah, because if I'm dying and, like,
and one, you know you're not.
If one of us is, I'm going to fucking say, I'm going to light you up, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or just, like, both light each other we'll up just at jack the same off. Time. Yeah, I mean,
well, that's what they talked off. About. They talked about. They're like, well, we shouldn't we just, you know? And they're like, no, let's not do that. So yeah, I think they're both the
that,
thing.
You know what? That yeah, I think that makes that adds up.
Big brain, not a big deal. All right, let's rate this bitch. Fun score
10.
10.
10 for fun. I'm gonna have to go with 10 too, because it's kind of a mystery.
Yeah.
It is a mystery.
It actually did say mystery under the thing.
Yeah, it did. Scary score. I'm going to go with 8. Nothing really scares me, but the... No, hang on, sorry. I'm going to go with 8.5 because the fucking creepy... The creepy fucking thingy. The spider head.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. It's just... It's a creepy movie. Like, movies don't scare me unless they're like... You know, we'll get to some of those later, but...
Yeah.
It's really good, really creepy.
It's a 10 for me. It's not even, you know, you have the monster factor, you have the suspense factor, you have the can't trust anybody, you have the people that you're able to relate to and trying to figure out what you would do, right? And that is a scary situation. What would you do in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the scariest question you could ask because you don't know what you would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a 9, but it wasn't scary to me. Like, I was so wrapped up and just, like, tied into the, like, nothing scared me. I didn't, like, get jumpy. Like, I was just so, like, my brain was running the whole time because I was, like, trying to figure out who was what or what was what.
Right.
But, like, the way it all unfolded and everything, like, I don't know. It, like, the effects and everything as well. Like, that was so crazy. There was so much gore. There was so much going on. Like, yeah. It's a 9 for me.
Yeah. Okay, not so let's do the overall. So I'm going to go first. I didn't I promise I'm not trying to fucking just pick the best movies ever, but, like, I feel like the last couple picks I've had have been, like, really good just because, like, they're good movies to me. This was a random one that I was like, you know, I don't know. But, yeah. Like, I'm going to give this a 10. I feel like I have to give it a fucking 10.
Yeah.
This is, like, one of my new favorites, dude.
I agree.
Yeah, everything we've touched on, it's perfect.
I'm going to go with the 10 as well.
Yeah. This is John Carpenter's masterpiece. Like, yeah. Fuck Halloween, dude. This.
This is just an overall masterpiece.
This is a movie.
I love Halloween, but this is just next level, dude.
It's a whole nother level. Yeah. Like, it's amazing how much he grew from Halloween to The Thing.
Yeah.
And it's so good. The pacing, like you said, the pacing is so good.
Yeah.
Especially after watching Halloween and The Fog. Like, the pacing of that movie is fucking garbage slow. And nothing happens till the last 15 minutes. Like, this movie, shit happens.
I think it blows it out of the water. Going.
Yeah, it's just so good.
Yeah, I agree. So you're giving it a 10 then, too?
Oh, yeah, of course. So perfect score movie.
Perfect score. This is our second one. What was the last one, Alien?
Or Evil Dead. We haven't done Alien.
No, we haven't done Alien.
No, we haven't.
I thought we did Alien.
No, when you said it earlier, I was like, we haven't watched that.
Dude, I could have sworn we did Alien.
We have not done Alien.
We need to do Alien, then.
Yeah, that's a masterpiece.
Alien fucking rules. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. Tanner, what are we watching?
Man, I've literally been...
Today's Alien Day, so I assume that's probably the reason why you keep thinking about Alien.
Is it Alien Day?
It is Alien Day.
I know what it is, because I watched Alien. This is what happened. I watched Alien on my own, because I've seen it before, but I was like, I'm gonna watch Alien. And then that got me thinking about The Thing. That's what it was.
I've been trying to wrap my head around 3 movies since our last podcast, and I think Love It or Hate It, I'm just going to fucking rock with this one because I haven't seen it in a while, and it's really gory and, like, really good to me, but I'm going to go with Freddy versus Jason.
You keep – when are you choosing Fear Street, bro?
That was one of my other picks.
I am down for Freddy versus Jason, though.
That's gonna be a good time. I haven't seen it for a while,
I'm going to get my Fear Street going, like, more summer.
Okay.
That's when they take place, so, like, I want to throw out a summer vibe thing with it.
This is our first Friday the 13th movie.
And Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
Yeah.
It's both of them in one.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. I remember watching this a lot when it first came out.
Yeah.
And I watched it probably, I don't know, shit, over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a little cheesy. So we're going to see how cheesy it is. But it's fucking Freddy and it's fucking Jason. You can't go wrong with that. So we'll just,
I mean, fuck it. If it sucks, it sucks. If it's good, it's good.
There's no way it definitely doesn't suck.
Dude.
Yeah.
No, I know it doesn't.
We've all seen it, but we'll get to that next week. But
next week, Freddy versus Jason. Place your bets on BetMGM on Saturday night for a 5-10 ratio bet win.
And now,
in the blue corner, Tanner Paul.
Oh, fuck.
I gave your last name out.
Bitch.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.